Welcome to
Man's Book Club
Burn Edition.
Yeah, there you go. The burning of the books.
So we've kind of started this whole new segment and we're kind of playing around with called the Burning of the Books. And what we're going to talk about here are books that we kind of read that we kind of want to burn, really. Shit books, garbage books.
Now, the next time we do this, I have another idea.
Mm-hmm.
We should pick three books, and one should be the book we burn, one should be a book that could be rewritten, and one, and maybe one never made, I don't know. Three
options. I like where you're going with this.
I don't know. We have to figure it out.
I like where you're going with this.
This episode, I don't think we're doing that.
No, we're not doing that, because that's not what we discussed. What we discussed is talking about a crap couple of books by the same author, fortunately enough for everybody. Now, let's get a couple of things out of here. We're not going to go too deep into this because I don't necessarily think that you need to discuss the books too much that suck. That's just a dull episode. But I also want to preface this by saying that we might feel differently. Other people might feel differently about these books than we do because some of these books have gotten grave reviews. This man is basically, how we're deciding to do this is Matt has read a book that he's not going to recommend to me because he thought it was trash. And I just happened to...
It was disappointing because I remember going to the bookstore. I think you were with me. Mm-hmm. Saw the title Anxious People. And I'm like, I'm an anxious man.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give it a read. Awful.
Right. And I just happened to, and this isn't going to be happening all the time, happened to read a book.
Yeah, I guess you picked up.
A man called Ube.
What? I would never pick that up.
By Frederick Bachman, and it just happened to be the same author.
Did you know it was the same author?
No, I had no idea.
Maybe we were talking about it.
After I was halfway done with the book, I opened to the last flap where it says about the author, and said this author has also written, and it said Anxious People, and I was like, oh, I remember Matt reading this.
Now, do you finish the book? You finished it?
Yes, I did.
So I didn't finish.
Yeah. So I have. I finish books. That's what I do. I'm a book finisher.
You know what? Most of the time I do.
It's got to be really bad.
I left it at work in a bookshelf, and I just never...
So what we're going to be doing in this mini segment, and it's not going to be a long one at all, what we're just going to be doing is warning you against why we think some of these books are not really worth your read. Now, we've already created an enemy with Margaret Atwood.
Yeah, she
keeps sending us emails to stop talking
the threats.
About her.
Stop with the threats.
Let's be very clear about something, Margaret. Let's be very clear. You can send all the emails that you want for us to cease and desist. We're going to tell people that your book is garbage, okay? Yeah. And now we're probably going to get the same kind of hate mail from Frederick Bachman, and I'm not going to stop, you Swedish prick. That's not going to happen. Because let me tell you something. If there are two books that are being read by two different people that both people have said are some of the worst things that they have ever read, that to me means it's bad.
Now, I'll tell you why I hated the other book.
All right, go ahead.
It was written, and I wish I had it right here so I could go through it, but it would be one of those contradicting. You said that this happened. I didn't say that happened. No, you said that happened. You know,
that dialogue kills me.
But you just said 10 minutes. You know, whatever it was, it kept going. That's not how.
What's so funny is that's anxious inducing. Like, maybe for a book,
is that the reason? Is that the?
I don't know.
No, what I hated about it though is you can never get anywhere because if I, you know, the thing about if you ever did like improv. You would never do that.
Right.
You would try to advance the story.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one time you could do that in a chapter, but you can't have every...
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a police detective asking questions of people.
Why?
I never said that. Why?
Why?
But you just said why.
Why?
Yeah, I'm just like...
Right, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it's like a five-year-old. Yeah,
advance it.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. I get it.
So after a while, every chapter kind of being like, well, you said this. I didn't say that. You put words on my mouth. You said, okay.
I will say that's a worse reason to hate a book than why I've hated A Man Called Uwe. So I actually even respect that because you have a really good reason because that dialogue kills me.
Yeah.
I noticed.
Sorry.
I would have also stopped reading.
Yeah, I was just like, how many... You know, you could do that bit once maybe and fine. Not every character can be confused by each other.
Yeah.
Because that's what it was like. It was like almost like a they were getting confused by each other. You know, you ever see the movie Airplane?
Yeah.
The reason that works is because they would say something ridiculous like, mm-hmm. we need a hospital. Why? You know, what is it? Oh, it's a lot of, you know, building with a lot. And nobody, you play it straight. And you kind of move on to your next.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
This is like, okay.
Yeah.
We're not moving.
Yeah. It's almost like filling pages up with dialogue. That's what it is. Now, I will say I had that similar problem of trying to fill pages with a man called Uwe. I'm going to tell you why I didn't like this book. Now, again, a lot of people like this book. I have no idea why. I can't explain for the life of me why. A lot of people have cited the fact that they think that this book was heartbreaking and sad.
Really? Was
it? It's a story about a man who is alone and bitter and lives by himself. And guess what happens? He gets a change of heart when he is treated well by his neighbors and he gets a second chance at life. If that's what you consider to be heartbreaking, you have not read enough books. That's not heartbreaking. That's a story that you see the next chapter coming from a mile away. It is nonsensical writing. It should not be 350 pages, which is how long this book was. The story is... It's a cheap version of The Christmas Carol. So let's put that out there. It's the same thing.
Yeah,
it's
that's a guy, what kind of reminds me.
But instead of ghosts, it's neighbors. That's all it is. It's a guy who's bitter.
The minute
bitter.
You described it, you're like, oh, he changed his heart. Okay, that's...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a bitter it's old... It's a bitter, cheap, mind you, a bitter,
now,
cheap old man.
Now we get like other stories, you know, are similar. Yes. If they're good, it works.
But you can't take a story that has already been done. And I'm not saying he was thinking about The Christmas Carol. He doesn't seem like he
It's like on the wall
that.
Of his...
Yeah, I don't know the man, so I don't know... But again, it's not like that story can't be done. But if you're going to do a story where the ending has already been done, don't make it obvious. The reviews I've been reading about this book have been like, oh man, this book has broken me. Broken me. It broke me.
It was so bad.
It was so sad. Why?
Did you see this on Goodreads? Because
everywhere I've seen it on Goodreads.
Because I always feel like in Goodreads. Everything's like over.
Uh-huh.
I'll read a book and they'll say 4 stars and you're like, that is...
Yeah, probably
not.
I don't want to go too deep into this. It's a shit story with a shit character. And I will say this until the day I die. If you think that an old man who is at the age of 80 wanting his life to end and gets a change of heart because of a little girl next door... And that, to you, seems like it's a crazy sad story. It's not a happy story, but it's also not that bad. You have not read enough books. Read Ethan Frome. That's a sad story.
That is a sad story. That's a sad story.
Read Of Mice and Men. That's a sad story.
Read Flowers for Algernon. That's a pretty sad story.
Right. And if your idea is an overdone story that is... I mean, look, this guy's obviously, he's not a good writer because the way that he writes is not, like, it's not, the literature is not good.
Yeah, anyway. And that's part of the reason.
And I don't know if it's translated or not, because he's not American. He's a Swedish author.
Maybe it doesn't. But
right. So maybe it's not.
But it's not, from what I read, I remember, like, it wasn't, like, captivating.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I felt the same way. When I got to page... I remember reading some of the reviews. The only reason I picked it up is because people were saying that it was a great book. And I don't usually read reviews beforehand. But people were saying it was good. I was like, let me pick it up. I picked it up and I remember I was like, I'm going to get to 70 pages. Because that's about
and how long was it? Like 300?
350, 360 pages.
At least the one good thing about his books, they didn't seem aggressively long. Because I think
God, can you imagine?
Because I saw Anxious People, it has to be about the same.
Yeah.
So, like, I probably could have finished it, but...
Look, again, we're probably the only people who think that way.
No, there's no way. No, because I'm on a Reddit right now because I was just kind of curious, and people bash it.
Okay. All right.
Awesome. Oh, this one at Angels.
I really think we've read a lot of books that if you're, I don't want to seem pompous because it's going to seem pompous to say this. If you're a novice at reading and you're not really a reader and you kind of just pick up books like, what was that book? People We Meet on Vacation.
Yeah. But that one, at least I could say, hey, for the beach, fine.
But I think, read it. But I think these would, I think this is what this is for.
But it's not,
right. It's not a great
work. I will even say, literature. As much as I hate Margaret Atwood, that book was better than these.
Oh, 100%. 100%. That doesn't mean we like you, Margaret.
No. But I mean, I'm just saying, like, just from what I remember, at least it was better.
Oh, if you told me I had to reread one, I would reread for sure. 100%. At least
I could get through it.
At least Margaret Atwood's story was a good idea.
And it's a basis now for a TV show that's pretty successful. So there is a good...
idea about it. She had a good idea, right? Exactly. She had a good idea. She didn't know how to execute it because she's an idiot. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You're a very stupid idiot. I'm just kidding. But this guy, his story wasn't good. His writing wasn't good. It wasn't compelling. It was too long. I remember exactly at page 90. I remember it. I think it was like 91. I said to myself... If it's this bad 91 pages in,
I'm done.
This is going to be garbage. And I sure as shit, from page 91 to 350, the story's the same. He wakes up, he wants to kill himself. Right as he's about to do it, a knock on the door comes and it's his neighbor. And he feels a little bit like, oh man, I can't believe she bothered me as I'm trying to kill myself. And then he does something with her, his heart softens. And the next day he's like, no, you know what? Now I'm definitely going to kill myself. And right as he's about to do it, what happens? Knock on the door again.
It's one of those books like he should.
Yeah, thank you.
Just do it.
Die. Just die. Honestly, and I don't mean this in like, he's fictitious, so I don't care. It would make the story a little bit more deep. This is such a surface level book. There,
you know, it kind of, not that it's the same thing, but Midnight Library, you know, she kills herself.
Right.
But at least, even if it's a young adults kind of book, I'm in a new, I'm in a lot. There's something happening. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's a great example because that one is not a deep book, but yet still had depth to it.
Yeah, it's good. It's almost kind of similar where it's a Christmas cat. Like, oh, you're trying out a different line. But at least like, oh, I like a library. So that's where you end up in purgatory.
I agree with you. And it was a good idea. It was a unique idea. It was a new idea. The way that Midnight Library
was. Yeah, because everything is going to be, you know, you're going to, everything is... every idea has been used. It's how.
Yeah, I'm sure How to Stop Time wasn't an original.
Yeah, it's. Could you put a little spin on it? Mm-hmm. You know, like.
Well, for God's sake, we were doing The Running Man a few weeks ago, and The Running Man is not an original idea. A game show where you're being hunted. I'm sure that's been overly done.
You know what's always overdone? Zombies, and then you watch The Last of Us, and the one difference is like there's a cure, maybe, because one person can't get sick,
right?
And that's one little detail that most of the shows you're bit and you're
done. But I want to be very clear. It's not that I don't like this because it's not original. I don't care if he took an idea that Charles Dickens did. And maybe he doesn't know who Charles Dickens is. He doesn't seem that smart. So he might not know. But what I really don't like my favorite books, as you know, are like these like no climax, like the Fitzgeralds, the Dickens, the like these books, Ethan Frome, where like for the majority, not much is happening. Lonesome Dove, the majority, nothing is happening. What I don't care about that part. It's just... if you're going to write 350 pages, treat the reader with a little bit of respect that, like, I got to either make this character have enough depth in them or at least make the story written well enough that I can keep the reader interested. For 100 and some odd pages, I swear to you, the entire book was, he's going to hang himself. somebody knocks on the door. Okay. All right. So I guess he's not going to kill himself today. The next two chapters later, he is in his garage with a pipe going into his window because he's going to suffocate himself to death. What happens? A knock on the garage door. I mean, the predictability is just asinine.
What should have happened is he goes through that and still kills himself. Because that would actually, like...
He tries a gun. Somebody knocks on the door. He tries to suffocate himself. Somebody knocks on the door. He tries to kill himself hanging. Somebody knocks on the door. He tries to...
You know how many people knocked on my door in the last 5 years? None. Four people?
Yeah, exactly.
Every two years?
And if all of this stuff is happening and you still feel like this is what you would consider a quote-unquote sad book, I have a long list for you. I have a long list of books that are actually sad books that don't need to be an original idea, but at least they're written with depth where, like, you feel... One of the books that we're going to do in a few weeks that we're going to start reading is Revolutionary Road. Read that book, which is less pages than Anxious People and less pages than A Man Named Uwe, and tell me if that to you seems like a little bit sadder than an old man who just... You know what it was? It was a sitcom. It was a guy like, shucks, somebody's knocking on the door again. Oh, man.
Yeah, it kind of does sound like that.
It's so stupid. It's so stupid. The writing style sucks. The story sucks. It's not original. Every single thing that happened in that book, you saw from a mile away.
You saw me. I think I'm going to read it.
Died surrounded by family, by his neighbors, who in the first chapter he didn't like, and now all of a sudden they love him. So
he lives at the end?
He dies of old age. It's just so stupid.
So he's old in the beginning?
Yeah, he's 80. He's the whole time. He's a grumpy old... It's a Christmas Carol. Yeah. He's an old grumpy man, very cheap, doesn't like his neighbors.
Well, the one difference is...
There is a Tiny Tim kind of character.
The Scrooge didn't die.
Scrooge didn't die. You're right.
So that's the one difference.
This guy technically doesn't die. He's surrounded by his family. And it's poorly done. I'm sorry. If you like this book because you like superficial reads, like I said, it's made for novices. It is a people we meet on vacation kind of book.
Sounds like, worse though.
It's Anxious People. It's Man Named Uwe. It's People We Met on Vacation. It's these books where, like, if you're not a big reader, and I really don't mean to insult people who are not big readers, because that's okay. But if you're a reader and you spend 350 plus pages reading this man's work, God bless you.
It seemed like a book that I'm surprised a publisher was like, yes. Yes, I'm going to do this.
Maybe, but somebody publishes Emily Henry's books all the time. And People We Meet on Vacation, those books are all over Barnes & Noble. Yeah. And that was garbage, too.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. It's like, what do you... A lady and a person that's her best friend that both love each other. You see the ending from just a mile
say
away.
It. Just say just, it.
Thank you. Thank just you. Just...
Nobody does that in real life.
Right.
Like, oh right. My God, I really love her, but yeah. Let me wait 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. And even if you did, that's not a compelling book.
But you wouldn't even do that. Yes. You would you would probably stop hanging out with them.
Yeah. I listen, just think to yourself the difference between a book like that and then Lonesome Dove. And those two things are considered books. They're the same thing.
Yeah.
it's insane. It's insane. And you know, I don't even like Lonesome Dove is an epic. Project Hail Mary, which we did. Even like The Running Man, which was like, it wasn't that great, but it was okay. Donna Tartt's books, If We Were Villains, I'm just looking at your bookshelf, that's why I'm naming all these books. But it's just, all these books were small, they weren't big, but they had a little bit of depth that kept you going. This guy's just... That's it.
That's...
So when we get hate mail from Frederick Bachman, we'll read it on air. And let me tell you something, Mr. Bachman.
You're done.
If
with
you're...
Us.
audience are people who are novices. That's not what we like here on Men's Book Club.
It's not our style.
We're professional. We're professionals.
Professional. We turn on a record button.
We're professional readers. We read more books between us than I bet you Friedrich Bachmann does in a year.
Yeah, I don't think he
reads. Or a lifetime. I don't think he reads. If you read, you would have read The Christmas Carol, I guess. Yeah, that's our burning. Well, it just happens to this time be the same author with two different books.
Yeah, no, so it just happened to be that you just mentioned them.
Yeah.
And yeah. We were just like, we'll do it. We'll
bash
it.
That guy.
Yeah. So let's throw the books in the fire.
Burn. These are the books that we're burning. Anxious People and A Man Named Uwe. Not good books.
Not good books.
Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. And we will see you guys next time for a positive episode.
All right. We'll see ya.
See ya. Ooh.